of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. It's willing to release all hostages and hand over administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body of independence. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
While Hamas stopped short of agreeing to everything in the U.S. proposal, this is a significant development and the closest we've come to a deal to end the war since it started almost 2 years ago.
President Trump says Israel needs to stop bombing Gaza so the hostages can get out safely. He adds all hell will break out against Hamas if it doesn't agree to the deal. The government will remain shut down over the weekend after the Senate rejected competing spending bills yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson canceled plans to have members return to Washington next week. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Johnson and House Republicans care more about protecting the Epstein files than protecting the American people. The bottom line is, we saw the Republicans run the same play and they got the same result. The question is, will they change course?
Democrats are pushing for an extension of Obamacare tax credits. The shutdown is limiting funding for WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, the food assistance program for low-income families. This father was holding his baby as he waited outside a WIC office in South Bend, Indiana.
We need food for the baby. Don't want the baby to starve. Come here. WIC is shut down.
The Department of Agriculture funds WIC. All its employees have been furloughed. Sean Diddy Combs plans to appeal his more than four-year sentence for prostitution-related charges. CBS's Jerika Duncan says the music mogul expressed remorse during his sentencing yesterday.
Combs told the judge, "I lost my businesses, my career, destroyed my reputation, lost my self-respect. I've been humbled and broken to my core, and I hate myself right now."
The judge sentenced Combs to 50 months in prison, but gave him credit for the 13 months he has already served. The FBI is considering a dramatic arrest and perp walk for its former director.
FBI leaders discussed hauling indicted former director James Comey into court next week rather than having him show up on his own. That's what three sources familiar with the matter told CBS News. One source said leadership asked for large, beefy agents to arrest Comey in full kit, including Kevlar vests and clothing emblazoned with the FBI logo. He's due for arraignment next Thursday under an indictment for allegedly lying to Congress following a public order from President Trump to the Justice Department to make that happen. CBS News has reached out to the FBI for comment. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Some FBI supervisors have refused to help put together a team to arrest Comey between now and his scheduled arraignment. Again, that is set for Thursday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Playoff baseball in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Cubs getting underway with the best of five-game series in the NLDS. Chicago against Milwaukee. The two teams facing off in the postseason for the very first time in franchise history. The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Obviously, the familiarity is there, but the stakes are the same. It didn't matter if we were playing the Cubs or the Padres. Like, you still want to win to advance to the next round. You know, it's two passionate fan bases that are pretty familiar with each other over the years.
Craig Counsell was the Brewers' manager for nine seasons, and now wrapping up his second year in Chicago.
At least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of times it's kind of just there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building. And that's always made it a lot of fun. Teams being good makes rivalries.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clark.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunny and a high near 80 degrees. Clear tonight, 65. Sunshine, 80 again for Sunday. Clear, 65 Sunday night. For Monday, some showers or storms possible with a high around 75. Showers and storms likely on Monday night, 56. Currently, 69 degrees.
Time. Saturday morning with Rick Johnson at WRJN. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, a little bit of Jimmy Mack. How you doing this morning? It's going to be a warm one again, so get ready for that. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I see the moon rising. I see trouble on the way. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see bad times today. Don't go around tonight unless you're bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. I hear hurricanes are blowing. I know the end is coming soon. I feel rivers overflowing. I hear the voice of rage and ruin. Don't go around tonight. Well, it's bound to take your life. There's a bad moon on the right. All right.
Pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Girl in the world, and
if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Admit, he sounds smooth, huh? There you go. Charlie Rich at WRJN with Rick Johnson. I'm so happy you're along here this Saturday morning. Thanks for coming along. Gonna be another warm one, is what they're saying. Sunny highs in the upper 80s. That's gonna get warm. Oh, come on, this is October. Mother Nature is, you didn't get the memo? Tonight, Saturday night, clear lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny highs in the lower 80s. So tomorrow won't be quite as warm as today, but not bad. Hey, you know what? Friday Night Tradition is back here on WRJN, as you heard last night, right? Dick Gracifa has the calls. And last night's game, of course, was Oak Creek against Racine Case. Oak Creek was actually was 20, and Racine Case had 30. So Racine Case, man, why can't I talk this morning? Racine Case actually walked away with that one. Coming up next Friday, it's going to be Westosha versus Burlington. And the pregame is at 6:40. Kickoff is at 7, high school football. It's presented in part by the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the season schedule at WRJN.com. Just head over there and you're going to find it.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fun. Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the
door. It's all here to explore.
With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly. B21.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Dream.
My old friend,
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. The wills of silence, and the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering the sounds of silence.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, don't slip away, because your baby, you're so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant dark, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't sit crying over good times you had. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant dark, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, the one you win.
pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
WRJN 6:36. Good Saturday morning to you, Mustang.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Seeing anything as much as I do you.
Todd Rundgren on WRJN. Rick Johnson, local news, time of six. We're all about it. Yeah, thinking about me too. I'm thinking about today. They're talking about a high somewhere in the 80s. This is October, right? I think it is. October 4th. Okay, well, anyway, right now, 68 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at Radio Park. And you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter. Just head over to the website, WRJN.com. This newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week, highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising. All you gotta do, as I said, head over to our site, WRJN.com, and sign up, and you'll be part of the weekly newsletter.
Union Grove Fall Fest is the place to be this Saturday, and Just Brew It has something special planned for the party. All throughout downtown, you'll find festival fun, a village-wide scavenger hunt, kids' crafts, live music, and fall photos. Then, stop by Just Brew It for the exclusive Fall Fest beverage, warm, cozy, and full of autumn vibes. It's the signature sip to celebrate the season. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It, downtown Union Grove. Proud to be part of Union Grove Fall Fest this Saturday. Don't miss it.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I try every trick in the book, with every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look, and you'll find I'll try to get to your soul. I'm gonna make you mine. I know I'll never
Christie on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN with Rick Johnson. So happy you're here this morning, 6:49. Coming up later on, next hour, is the first installment of the Capsule Countdown.
Hits WRJN. Yeah.
short and the nights are long.
WCPI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel's army says it will advance preparations for the first phase of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. Hamas says it agrees with parts of the plan, including the return of all remaining hostages. This man in Israel is ready for peace.
It's a really good sign of the whole situation. The deal that Trump and Bibi Netanyahu, they are preparing for Hamas, they are making for Hamas, it's a good deal.
Trump has given Hamas until tomorrow evening to accept the deal, or in his words, all hell will break out against Hamas. Here's CBS News intelligence and national security reporter Olivia Gazis.
On the one hand, it is encouraging that Hamas appears to be agreeing to release all of the hostages and the remains in their possession in one fell swoop. That was a core requirement that President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu set forward. Not